It began with a dream. As mind became one with the machine, our consciousness was immersed in a digital reality as real as any other. We struggled to keep spirit alive, but, saturated by media, we lost our ability to dream and longed for escape from the ravaged earth. And so, it was given to us. A portal into a world of designer dreams, crafted for our escape. All who could afford the delights of the virtual fulfilled their desires in a realm of endless possibilities. A new breed of performer was born, whose dreams would be the opiate for the masses.
The following podcast contains some adult language and content. Proceed with caution. Hi, my name is Randy. I will be your host for my 18th podcast. Welcome to all the fun, festivities, and frivolity that my regular listeners have come to love.
Ooh.
And if you found this podcast, you've come to the last podcast shop. Actually, I meant to say, you've come to the last stop podcast shop. Without further introduction, let's get this party cast started. From time to time, my brother sends me a lot of internet jokes from around the world, internet world, and sometimes they make good podcast fodder. And here are some of those. It's called Proof That the World Is Nuts. Let me pop that up here right now. These are strange laws from around the world. In Lebanon, men are legally allowed to have sex with animals, but the animals must be female. Having sexual relations with a male animal is punishable by death. And also, if the animal does not enjoy itself, then it's also punishable by death. Like that makes sense. In Bahrain, a male doctor may legally examine a woman's genitals, but is prohibited from looking directly at them during the examination. He may only see their reflection in a mirror. And I wonder if they look different reversed. Muslims are banned from looking at the genitals of a corpse. This also applies to undertakers. The sex organs of the deceased must be covered with a brick or piece of wood at all times. A brick, really? There are men in Guam whose full-time job is to travel the countryside and deflower young virgins who pay them for the privilege of having sex for the first time. And under Guam law, it is expressly forbidden for virgins to marry. And let's just think for a minute. Is there any job anywhere else in the world that even comes close to this? In Hong Kong, a betrayed wife is legally allowed to kill her adulterous husband, but many only do so with their bare hands. The husband's illicit lover, on the other hand, may be killed in any manner desired. There's justice for you. And in Liverpool, England, topless saleswomen are legal in Liverpool, but only in tropical fish stores. That makes sense. In Cali, Colombia, a woman may only have sex with her husband, and the first time this happens, her mother must be in the room to witness the act. It makes one shudder at the thought. Yes, it does. In Santa Cruz, Bolivia, it is illegal for a man to have sex with a woman and her daughter at the same time. And I guess this was a big enough problem to pass a law. In Maryland, it is illegal to sell condoms from vending machines, with one exception. Prophylactics may be dispensed from a vending machine only in places where alcoholic beverages are sold for consumption on the premises. Is this a great country or what? Well, not as great as Guam. Other miscellaneous facts. Banging your head against the wall uses 150 calories an hour. And who volunteered for those tests? The ant can lift 50 times its own weight, can pull 30 times its own weight, and always falls over on its right side when intoxicated. From drinking little bottles of booze, I presume. And did our government pay for this research? Butterflies taste with their feet. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. Starfish don't have brains. Turtles can breathe through their butts. And I thought I had bad breath in the morning. Thank you for reading this. And if you need to reach me in the future, I will be in Guam. That's true. Thank you very much. Next, for your podcast consideration, is a picture I ran across. Something called the Drunken Monkey came across my Facebook. Let me pop it up here. Got a picture and an associated news story, and also viewer comments on the right-hand side of the page. This story is about tattoo artist Ryan Fitzgerald from Dayton, Ohio, was hit with a $100,000 lawsuit last week by his ex-girlfriend, Rosie Brovent. She claims that her boyfriend was supposed to tattoo a scene from Narnia on her back, but instead tattooed an image of a pile of excrement with flies buzzing around it. I can substitute the word crap or shit. And that sentence. Apparently Ryan found out that Rossi had cheated with a longtime friend of his, but instead of confronting her about it, he acted like everything was normal and hatched a plan for revenge. A plan for revenge. And this tattoo is shown here on her back. And it actually is a pile of shit with flies buzzing around it. But actually, being a tattoo of a pile of shit, it is also a shitty tattoo. It looks like somebody took a Sharpie marker to her back. Either he was really mad, or he wasn't as mad as he thought. You'd think he would have made a better tattoo with advances in that area they have these days. Put a little more color into it. Like more browns and more blacks for the flies. But some of the comments I've seen in this story, we got Brittany Godot. She goes, LMAO. Maybe next time she'll think twice before cheating. Maybe she found out that the boyfriend was cheating before she cheated. Who knows? Then we have Larry Kelly says, good for him. Then also we have Marie Watkins Crocker. She goes, at least it's not somewhere that's generally visible. Yeah, she could, at least it's on her back. She can cover that up. You assume that she didn't get the tattoo. I wonder if he broke up with her right after he did the tattoo, or or how she didn't know that something was fishy with that. And then somebody, Sarah Noble, goes, WTF. She is stupidly hideous. Well, that tattoo is hideous. Maybe she should have sued him just for being a bad tattoo artist. Here are a couple things that came across my Facebook feed. I don't watch the Ellen DeGeneres talk show that much, but I did get this today on Facebook. Someone sent a video clip of Ellen talking to an 88-year-old woman who told her that she had a plant behind her that made her look like alfalfa when she sat in certain positions. But one of the classic comments that this woman said, she was from Texas, and she said, "I love Jesus, but I drink a little." That woman sounded like a hoot. But also, this isn't directed at anybody, but I got this on my Facebook, and I thought it was funny enough to use. It's the saying, "Why don't you try and eat some makeup and so you can look pretty on the inside, bitch?" Tonight I went out to eat with a couple of friends of mine and my sisters, and we went out to a supper club for the crab leg buffet. And sometimes I wear a ball cap. I wear it the bill facing the front, and I don't wear it off to the side like some of the young troubadours do these days. But I took the hat off while I was eating, before I started eating. And afterwards, this friend of ours said, "I commend you for taking off your hat while we're eating. That's rude when people wear their hats." He would have had a lot of problems if I was one of those people that sag my pants down to my knees, I think. I've heard it said in other media outlets where they have several large friends, and they were out at a store and they saw a guy with the ball cap off to the side and his pants down practically to his ankles. And he told the guy to pull up his pants and straighten out his hat. And I guess the guy did it to avoid confrontation. It's just stupid. You have to watch how you walk or your pants are going to fall down. In Pennsylvania, a haunted house issues naked challenge. This is from the UPI, United Press International website. In Sinking Springs, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania Halloween park is challenging visitors to pass through a haunted house in the nude for the Naked and Scared Challenge. The Shocktoberfest attraction in Sinking Spring said guests can pay $20 after midnight once the park's regular hours have ended to pass through the haunted house for a challenge inspired by the Discovery Channel's Naked and Afraid reality show. WKYC-TV in Cleveland reported Monday. The park said participants can either go nude or prude, an option to leave one's underwear on during the challenge. Officials said only guests over the ages of 18 will be allowed to participate, and they will undress in a semi-private pre-show building to keep them out of view of minors and non-participating customers. The park's website said the attraction is not meant to be sexual, and no sexual misconduct, inappropriate, or disrespectful behavior will be tolerated. Boo! A Florida woman stabbed her boyfriend in the eye with a knife after he refused to have sex with her and another woman she had brought home from a local club, authorities said. The late September incident occurred after L.A. Crystal King Woodfork, 28, came home from a spot called Shake Your Booty Club. Shake Your Booty Club. With another woman at about 4 a.m., the two women had sex, and then King Woodfork asked her boyfriend to participate, according to an Indian River Sheriff's Office report. When he refused, the intoxicated Woodfork became very angry and grabbed a knife, the boyfriend told authorities. The two struggled until the man was able to take the knife from Woodfork and hide it between the mattresses of the bed, according to deputies. He left the house and called for a ride to the hospital, the report said. She was arrested on attempted murder charges on September 26 after police spoke to her boyfriend. When police spoke to Woodfork, she said she confirmed that she brought the woman home to have sex and wanted her boyfriend to join in. When the other woman left and her boyfriend was in bed, Wolf Orc said she picked up the knife from the dresser because she knew her boyfriend was going to get mad, the arrest report said. She said her then-boyfriend took her hand to take the knife and then the two struggled, which cut her knee, the report said. And the fight escalated and she hit her boyfriend in the head with her cell phone, Wolf Orc said. She denied stabbing him but said she had hit him in the face several times with a metal candle holder, according to deputies. Then he punched her in the nose, according to officials. It wasn't immediately known if she had an attorney. Okay, you have two choices. One is to have sex with two women, and the other is to get involved in a knife fight with a with your girlfriend. Which do you choose? This news item is from Billings, Montana. A woman was charged with felony drunken driving after police in Billings, Montana says she called 911 and said she was too drunk to get out of her vehicle. The Billings Gazette reports 55-year-old Carol Frances O'Meara made an initial appearance in Yellowstone County Justice Court on Wednesday, and she remained jailed Thursday on $3,000 bond. O'Meara was arrested Tuesday night after a woman called dispatchers and said she couldn't get out of her vehicle. The dispatcher asked if she was having medical or mechanical issues, but court records say the caller replied that she was too drunk. Prosecutors say O'Meara's blood alcohol level was 0.0311%, nearly four times the limit at which a driver is considered legally intoxicated. The Billings woman had the keys to the vehicle in her pocket. Court records say O'Meara has three previous DUI convictions. Maybe she should get a medical alert bracelet so she could call, "Help, I've fallen, I'm a little too drunk to get up." In Hartford, Connecticut, a weatherman has attained international fame by mistaking cat vomit for grape nuts and eating it during a live news broadcast. Scott Haney, the weatherman for WFSB-TV Hartford, picked up what he and his fellow anchors believed to be grape nuts on the floor of the studio during the morning news Wednesday and attempted to eat them, Syracuse.com reported Thursday. "They're a little soggy and they taste like shoes," Haney said during the broadcast. "I think that might be dog duty." Haney eventually realized the substance was actually cat vomit. Ew. Ladies and gentlemen, those were not grape nuts that I ate. I kept finding more and more of it on the floor. I thought it was grape nuts because it just looked like that. Haney said, "My cat threw up and I must have stepped in it, and that's what I ate. I ate cat vomit right here on television. It's disgusting. I'm going to throw up." The video clip has gone viral, being picked up by websites including BuzzFeed and Britain's Daily Mail. That's one of the grossest. How could you be shown on TV eating anything off the floor? Don't they have like the 30-second rule or some rule if you drop food on the floor, decide whether you might pick it up and eat it? A man in Western Sweden has been arrested on a charge of vandalism after urinating on fruit worth 700 kroner, or $110 in U.S. currency, in a Gothenburg supermarket. The incident occurred in a branch of Hemkop, in the city, when the man peeled off into the fruit and veg section of the store. Police were called after astonished onlookers reported that the man had emptied his bladder over a selection of apples and oranges. "It's the first time I've ever heard of such an incident," Victor Prasbaka of the Gothenburg police told Aftonbladet. He added, apparently the fruit was worth 700 kroner, which now has gone down the drain. When police arrived on the scene, they reported that the man was aggressive and had to be held down by guards. It is understood that the man was intoxicated and was later taken to the police station. We will question him when he has calmed down, said the police spokesperson. The man was arrested on the spot and subsequently charged with vandalism. We will contact the prosecutor in trying to get a hearing as soon as possible, added Prasbaka. And a little addition here to the story. So last year, a man was arrested in eastern Sweden, was arrested after urinating on pizzas in a pizzeria after being refused entrance to the restaurant for being drunk. And what's going on in Sweden? People are just pulling it out and cutting a whiz on produce and pizzas. Guy who did it on the pizza ought to be hung, I think. In Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a Wisconsin blogger said it cost him $140.33 to purchase each one of the sandwiches offered by McDonald's and then assemble them into the McEverything. And I see a picture of the guy, and he's got the totem pole of McDonald's sandwiches there. Nick Chipman, a blogger for DudeFoods.com, said he went to McDonald's and Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a half hour before the end of breakfast, so he would be able to order all 43 sandwiches made by the fast food chain. He used bamboo skewers to stack them into the creation he dubbed the McEverything. Chipman said I already gave you the total on that, but he also ordered a Diet Coke to wash down all that gas and acid indigestion. Aside from the McEverything from toppling over as he was assembling it, he said the hardest part of building it was not eating any of the sandwiches until it was complete. I'm a total sucker for McDonald's sandwiches, especially their McGriddles, Chipman wrote. Chipman said he, unsurprisingly, was not able to eat the McEverything in one sitting. With all the leftovers I have, I've got all my breakfast, lunches, and dinners covered for the next week or so, he wrote. In Hutton, England, a wedding at a British church was delayed when a man came into the facility covered in blood after cutting off his own testicles. Wedding guests said they arrived early Saturday afternoon at the All Saints Church in Hutton, England, and found the vicar was not allowing anyone inside because a man had injured himself, the Brentwood Weekly News reported Friday. There was blood all over the floor just outside the church. When I went in there, it was like someone had been murdered. There was blood everywhere, said one wedding guest who asked not to be named. The vicar knew of the man and said he had come into the church as they were setting up. He said the man chopped his testicles off with a pair of scissors and was going berserk, chucking chairs around. I'm surprised he didn't pass out. When I went in the church, I saw something on the floor which I could only describe as flesh, which I thought was part of his arm, but that was one of his testicles. Essex police confirmed the man had suffered injuries to his testicles, and the injuries were not sustained at the church. The Reverend Bob Wallace said the man had self-harmed outside. I'm more concerned that he's now getting the appropriate treatment, Wallace said. Police said the man was treated at a local hospital and was later referred for a mental health assessment. A Chicago lawsuit alleges a woman's breast implant was ruptured by an overzealous hug from a restaurant doorman. Kelly Belpedio's lawsuit, filed in Cook County Circuit Court, alleges she entered Chicago's Epic Restaurant March 29th and was immediately hugged by doorman Schuyler Truesdell, described in the suit as a former college offensive lineman who weighed approximately 300 pounds, the Courthouse News Service reported Tuesday. When Schuyler Truesdell was squeezing Kelly Belpedio against his body on March 29th, 2013, She felt a pain in the right side of her chest and a pressure against her right arm, the lawsuit states. When Kelly Belpedio awoke on March 30, 2013, her right breast implant was deflated, the suit says. The lawsuit names Truesdell, Epic Management 351, and owner Stephen Tavasso as defendants. Belpedio's lawsuit says Truesdell's bosses should have told him that dormant duties and policies at Epic Restaurant does not include bear-hugging customers. The lawsuit is seeking $50,000 in damages. The news story uses the word deflated. It makes it sound like she had a couple of airbags up in her chest for breast implants. In Karlskrona, Sweden, authorities in Sweden say that a man was arrested and he was accused of thrusting his genitalia through the mail slot of a woman he did not know. Investigators said the 50-year-old southern Sweden woman noticed a man following her while she was walking home, and she heard a noise coming from her front door a short while after she arrived at the house, local authorities reported Wednesday. The woman investigated the sound and discovered the man sticking his penis through her mail slot. The man fled the scene when the woman opened the door. Police say the same man allegedly exposed himself to a woman on the street the following day. It does not say whether the offending penis had the proper Swedish postage or not. By the looks of the clock, it's time to put this podcast to bed. Podcast, blogcast, internet radio, whatever you want to call it. I would like to thank everyone who listens to it. I'd like to thank you, and especially you, whether you listen by iPod, pad, or phone, laptop, desktop, Android phone, MP3 player, however you listen, thank you. And also, you can make a financial donation to this podcast. Just contact me at randyms12@gmail.com for details. And you can tell me, leave a comment about the program. You love it or you think it sucks. Whatever. So, until next time, goodbye, folks. Getting from there to here, it's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind, 'cause I've